Let's try Duncan again. Good morning, Duncan.
Good morning, Stu. Good morning, Jimmy. Yes, it's a huge, huge day here in Los Angeles. The weather's absolutely fantastic. Getting ready for the 67th annual NBA All-Star Game. It's a very new format this year. It's no longer East versus West. It's Team LeBron versus Team Steph, of course. Both team captains being the top vote getters. They get to choose their own teams. And, Team LeBron, I think, has got the stack lineup at the moment. Russell Westbrook's in that team. Obviously, Kevin Durant in that team as well. Kyrie Irving. And these guys were having a fairly good digital practicing yesterday. I reckon this team is certainly going to take it home. On the other side, though, you've got Joel Embiid, you've got Giannis Antetokounmpo, you've got the sort of the rising stars of the league, joining the likes of James Harden and DeMar DeRozan. So, yeah, can't wait for it.
How come Ben Simmons didn't get picked there, Duncan?
That's a conspiracy, isn't it? I mean, Tim Watts, the MP, certainly got on the front foot about that. But actually, mate, international headlines here, guys. I know ESPN SportsCenter picked up on it, and as a result, that was making headlines. And then, obviously, it got back to Jordan Dragic as well, and he wasn't very happy about it. So it created a bit of a storm, and as a result, Ben Simmons was fielding questions about that on Friday. And there's no doubt about it that Ben was pretty disappointed about being overlooked here, but... I mean, at the end of the day, he's still in his rookie season effectively, so he's going to have a number of chances to become an NBA All-Star in the future.
Yes, no doubt about that. All right, before we get to the game, they've got the slam dunk competition. Donovan Mitchell, who's the big rival for Ben Simmons to be the rookie of the year, took out the competition, and we're just looking here on 5-2-6. It was a reverse 360 that he did to win.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, it was one of the best dunk contests we've seen in a long, long time. There's no doubt about that. I mean, it was a pretty stacked kind of lineup, as I mentioned. It was the climax of the night. And Mitchell, as we know from the Jazz, who is currently rivaling Ben Simmons for Rookie of the Year, he just performed one of the greats. I mean, he was up against Dennis Smith Jr., who scored a perfect 50. He didn't actually make it through to the final, which was quite controversial. Victor Oladipo, who just couldn't get going. And then, obviously, you had Larry Nance Jr., whose father, Larry Nance Sr., won the inaugural dunk contest in 1984. So
right.
Larry Jr. certainly he had the crowd on his side, his shoe. I mean, he got changed into his dad's singlet before the comp. He had the crowd backing. But Donovan Mitchell came away with the win, as you said, sealing the victory with a similar 360-degree spin dunk that Vince Carter used to win in the 2000 contest. So he was even in Carter's old jersey. So it was a really, really fun night. And an interesting one was the three-point contest as well. I mean, there was a record broken there with Devin Booker from the Phoenix Suns scoring 28 points and breaking Klay Thompson's record. So, and Paul George, who has been rumoured for a link or a move to Los Angeles because he resides from neighbouring Palmdale, just north of the city here, he absolutely bombed last night. He certainly didn't do his contract value any good. And on the flip side, as I said, Devin Booker outshined Klay Thompson and, of course, defending champion Eric Gordon.
We're just looking at some footage here, and we're looking at the judges. I saw Marky Mark. Mark Wahlberg was
Chris
there.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock, one of some of the great names of basketball.
DJ Khaled.
So some of the great names as the judges.
Yeah, they were there. They all ham it up as well, don't they? I mean, the 50 is the perfect score, but they sort of dish out 50s willy-nilly a bit over there. But, as I said, a bit controversial because Dennis Smith Jr., some were saying that he actually almost had the best dunk of the night, and he was eliminated in the qualifying round, so he didn't make it through to the final two. But, no, it was interesting. I mean, the other interesting storyline, guys, today is you've got teammates who have turned rivals. They're becoming teammates again, so you've got LeBron James and Kyrie Irving, they're playing alongside each other.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Kevin Durant reunites with Russell Westbrook. So Durant will now face off against Warriors teammates Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. So, there's certainly a few interesting storylines this afternoon.
Yeah, obviously, given who's judging the dunk competition, there's celebs around there everywhere. And in late-breaking news, Duncan, it's been revealed that you've been brushed by J-Lo.
Yeah, that is 100% right. So basically what happens, guys, is the NBA All-Star Weekend is an absolute circus. Everyone tries to get there. Celebrities try and put the feelers out to get invitations for not only Saturday night, but obviously the Sunday as well. So when you're walking around the Staples Center, Media Center, around in the bowl, you have like people like Kevin Hart just running past you. Floyd Mayweather and his money team was there as well, and they were sort of, rolling about five deep. And then I was walking out into the court, and in was coming a huge pack, but there was no one in front of Jennifer Lopez. And so she just walked straight past me, and I thought, oh, wow, here's my chance for a photo. And I said, oh, J-Lo, are you able for a photo? And then she didn't say anything, but her new beau, Alex Rodriguez, the Yankees great, just went, huh. And then they just walked straight past me. So,
do you think you probably should have gone, hey, Jennifer, can I get a photo, rather than, hey, J-Lo?
Well, everyone was screaming out J-Lo. I think that's what she goes by. It's her Twitter name and her handle, but... Mate, I tell you what, it was one of those crashing back down to earth moments, and definitely was swallowing my pride.
Did you get brushed by anyone else, mate?
Let's hope not, mate, because I'm trying to get a few interviews this afternoon, so.
Look forward to it. Hey, Duncan, thanks for that. We appreciate the update for that. As we said, the market is out. Team LeBron, $1.75, and Team Stefan is $2.10 at tab.com.au. Good on you, mate. We'll speak again.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.